Welcome to the Squared Circle with Vinny Venom and Carney Rob. These two guys are unfiltered, uncensored, and completely off script. This show will showcase the current events in pro wrestling companies such as WWE, TNA, ROH, and the Indies. Yeah. Pure honesty and no-holds-barred analysis. Cool. Basically, they say whatever the fuck they want to. Please welcome to the Squared Circle, Vinny Venom, and the cheapest son of a bitch in America, Carney Rob.
Yes. What's up, y'all? Sunday, January 8th, 2017. Welcome to the Squared Circle with, wait, is it Carney Rob and Vinny Venom, or is it Vinny Venom and Carney Rob?
I'm first.
You're first.
Yeah.
So let's
I'm
try
more important.
Again. You're more important. Okay. Welcome to the Squared Circle with Carney Rob, the cheapest son of a bitch in America, and Vinny. Good.
What's that? Mic check. One,
I'm
two.
I'm good, right?
Three, four. Mic check.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That sounds better.
Rob, how's it going, man? How was your week?
It's going good. How are you doing?
My
week was good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I can't complain, bro. I can't complain. A lot of shit to talk about today. We've been hounded from last week's show. I want to shout out to everybody who supported last week's show. We did pretty good, Rob. We did pretty good. You know, and the show was, it was cool, man. It was cool. We got a lot of good feedback. A lot of people pissed off on some things we said, but that's okay. We're going to keep doing that shit.
My question is, did we ban Twitter question, people who ask stupid questions? Did we ban them yet?
Ban them from the station or ban them from Twitter?
Ban them from sending us questions anymore. I need to make sure of all the dumb people banned.
Well, I could, but here's the thing, Rob, and this is why you pissed me off last week. They were good questions, right? But we already addressed them. So people submitted these questions prior to our show even going live. So you're insulting.
Well,
our listeners.
Well, now they just insulted me. They asked the questions before they even listened to the show. Now, who does that? You have to ask a question while you're listening to the show. While you're, you know, that's the part. That's the only way that we're going to be trending, as you
okay,
as people say. I want to be trending.
You want to be
trending?
No, you're not trending.
Yes, worldwide.
You're not trending. I get you.
I'm not
ready to
direct
you. Right, exactly. Here's the thing. I tell people throughout the week to submit questions. But shit happens. They hit us up. And again, people listening, you can submit questions to us. Hashtag the Square Circle, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, ChapSnap, all that bullshit. However, the young individual who sent us the question that you completely disrespected on air sent that to us prior to the show, and we already addressed their question. But you know what? Who gives a fuck?
Let's quit being an asshole. So what we should do, you know, let me produce the show as well as be the main host. So what we need to do, we need to start, we'll look over the questions, and if they're not retarded, like the three were last week, and they're sent by people with actual intelligence,
okay.
You know, so Jason, if you're listening, no, you can't send one. It needs to be by people with actual intelligence. But if they send them and we get them before the show, we should ask them in the beginning of the show. Why would you make them wait? Why would you do that to these people?
Carney Rock, Carney Rock. Hey, oh. You're like Vince McMahon when he was running down to the ring and he fucking tore his leg. Whatever the fuck he... Just calm down.
It's called a quad.
a quad. He tore
and
his quad.
If he could have found Eric Bischoff, he wouldn't have torn anything.
That's Bischoff's fault.
God damn it, Carney Rob. God damn it. Can we fucking leave Eric Bischoff out of the conversation?
Fuck them all! I buried those cockroaches!
All right.
Well,
so
you asked.
I asked what?
You asked. You made the statement, not me. Don't get angry with me.
Okay. So I'm glad your week was good. My week was good as well. A lot of good shit in wrestling this week. So we're going to talk about it. Carney Rob, since you are the main event of this show, you are the fucking head honcho, the HWIC. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, let's talk about Bigfoot.
Bigfoot?
I was watching a documentary today. And do you know that when you look at people from Russia, there is a way that they could actually be Neanderthals? And it had me thinking.
You
I think
the Big Show?
Andre the Giant.
Wait, are you talking about the Big Show?
No. No,
okay,
I think Andre the Giant was Bigfoot domesticated. Think about it. He had a huge, huge skull. Looks way, way unproportioned. He never stopped growing. He was a monster of a man. That's what I came to realize, that we all were looking for proofs that Bigfoots existed. When we had the proofs all along, that people would have just turned into wrestling and would have just looked at Andre the Giant. There's your Bigfoot.
You know what?
So there, I just solved an age-long mystery. If Bigfoot exists, I just answered that. Andre the Giant's mom went and slept with a Bigfoot.
You know what? The views expressed here on Six Families Radio are only of Carney Rob. Andre the Giant's family, kill this motherfucker. Just kill him. All right, let's talk a little bit about Raw this week. Carney Rob, your thoughts on Raw this week? The 3-hour marathon that is Monday night Raw.
I thought it was a good showing. I mean, I like the ending. You know, I thought it was timing put off by Roman Reigns and Goldberg when they, you know, when they speared the young Bigfoot, and that's Braun Strowman. I think he's another, because if you look at him, his face is all distorted, and he looks like he's from, you know, somewhere, you know, parts unknown. They should just start doing him as Bigfoot.
You know what, though? Braun Strowman is known. He has a home area, and he's on Tinder, by the way. Did you know he was on Tinder? Tinder.
He needs to be one of those people on Tinder who puts on fake pictures. He does. Fake
Braun
pictures.
Strowman.
You know who he reminds me of? You ever seen Goonies?
Cool. The Goonies?
Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you seen the Goonies? He reminds me of Slaw.
Jesus.
Give him a baby Ruth.
I thought Raw was actually pretty good this week too. I mean, here's the thing. Goldberg and Reigns. Here's my issue with the show. Maybe I should start there. I think they did a fucking phenomenal job with Braun Strowman on last week's Raw. And here's why. Do the whole thing with Sami Zayn, right? Last Man Standing, or whatever the case may be, whatever the gimmick match was. And you made Braun Strowman look strong as shit. Probably the best you made someone look in a very long time, a big man, I should say. Then what the fuck do you do at the last segment? You have Goldberg and Roman Reigns kill everything you just fucking did for the last 3 hours. That was my problem.
How did they do that?
This week. Is it? You want to know why? Check this shit out.
Yes. Educate
you,
me, because you're...
I'm going to don't make me put you on mute. I'll cut your mic off. WWE spent a lot of time building up Braun through the last few weeks, making him look very, very strong, right? Demolishing Sami Zayn, making Sami Zayn feel, what, sympathetic, right? And then what you do is at the last fucking segment, you take the wind out of his sails right then and there with the last segment. If I was WWE, which I'm not, but I'm just saying, if I was WWE, I would tease Reigns and Goldberg about the Spear Strowman, and I have Strowman annihilate both of them motherfuckers and have him standing tall at the end of the Raw to, you know, to keep that momentum going. Goldberg and Reigns don't need that look. But again, this is classic WWE fuck shit booking where they decide, oh, well, let's tease Roman Reigns versus Goldberg. Anybody want to see that shit?
Okay. Now, I understand what you're saying, but let me explain to you. Let me explain to you how it made him look extremely strong. Okay? Who are supposed
talking
to be
about Braun,
your two powerhouses? Yes. Yes. The way that they made Baby Huey, the way they made Baby Huey look strong.
Baby Huey.
Is they went ahead and you took the guy who just destroyed Lesnar, the man.
Okay.
Who beat him up in 90 seconds. It took him and Roman Reigns together to take out Braun. So what that's saying is here comes a guy into the Royal Rumble who it took two of our main powerhouses who we booked as superpowers to get him off his feet. You know, here he comes ready to go into the Rumble. That's what you need to look at. It wasn't that they were squashing him. They didn't sit there and say, you know, look.
Well, I'm not saying they squashed him. I'm just saying they made him, they took whatever they did. I think it was the second hour or the first hour of Raw. What's the word I'm looking for? They gave him something and he took it right back from him. So now, come tomorrow, they better do something times two to make up for that L that he took on Monday at the end of the, in the Raw.
He didn't take an L. He was speared out of the ring. He didn't take an L. Nobody pinned him. Nobody beat him. He didn't take an L. He got speared out of the ring by who you are supposed to portray as your two strongest, biggest, powerful men that you have on the show. It wouldn't have made sense to do it with Brock and Goldberg because they're supposed to be hate each other. So when you look at the lineup, who's the next in line to be that, besides Braun, to be that ultimate power force, that ultimate, you know, that ultimate competitor? Well, that's Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's put those two together, have them spear him, and show that it takes two of our strongest athletes or two of our strongest performers to even phase Braun. And he wasn't like knocked out. He got speared out of the ring where he was still standing.
Okay. I get your point. I disagree with you, but I get your point. One thing I did like about Raw as well was fucking Carl Anderson finally won a singles match. He has not won a singles match since he joined WWE. So hell yeah. Shouts to fucking WWE for giving Carl Anderson that W. Thank you, WWE. Thank you. Thank you. But all in all, I enjoyed it.
yeah, well, you're a mark for those guys, so I'm not surprised that you would be dancing because Carl Anderson won a match that, oh, no, if it wasn't for, you know, I don't know. I like what they're doing. I'm so impressed with Cesaro and what he's capable of doing.
Yeah.
I think the team between him and Sheamus, amazing. I like it, but you could do so much more with him.
Right.
You know, performance.
Yeah. Part. I think so too. I just hope that, I hope WWE can fucking get on their shit and do something with him. I agree though. I'm intrigued though with them as the tag champs, and we'll see what happens. But we'll see what happens. Tomorrow, we have Undertaker and Shawn Michaels. Tomorrow in New Orleans, live on Raw. I think Taker's going to be in the Hall of Fame this year. And I think they're going to announce it tomorrow. I think the tickets go on sale the 12th, don't they? For WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Can you confirm that for me, Connie Rob?
Yeah, let me do your job as the producer. Let me pull up the
old. Thought you were the producer. You mentioned
I guess
that
I'm
around
doing it all.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just gonna start doing it all.
I just confirmed it. Tickets go on sale for the Hall of Fame on the 12th. So this would be a perfect way. But why would I
hope that
what you ask?
They have a motorized scooter ready to get the Undertaker to the gorilla position.
You know what, Grub? You are so flagrant on this fucking show. Why?
I'm just in a bad mood.
Fuck, man. Woo! Son of a bitch.
Hang on. Give me a second. Give me a second.
Yeah. I'll just give you
second. Okay, I'm ready. There I go. I pushed reset. All right, I'm ready to go. Hey, are you coming to see? Are you gonna go see the old man this weekend?
Ric Flair. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. You know, the old
watch
man.
Watch your mouth. And yes, I'll be there. Comic-Con. Saturday. What time is it? Like, is it all day thing or what?
No, Ric Flair ain't doing all day thing. He won't be able to stay up that long. He has to have a drink in between times.
Let's actually talk about that real quick before we get into SmackDown and TNA. You are going to be a part of Comic-Con. Get real for the listeners. Locally, where you're at in Albuquerque, where we're at in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Where's Comic-Con? When does it start? How much? Who's going to be there? Plug away.
Okay, well, let's get important stuff out of the way. First off, I will be there at some time on Friday between the hours of 4 and between the hours of 4 and 8. I will be there on Sunday, and then they're asking for a huge star to be there while Ric Flair is there, you know, so I'm going to be there during that time too, just to help, you know, get people in the door for Nate. So I'll be there during that time.
Really?
I'll be signing autographs. Yes, I'll be signing autographs, and, you know, if you want, I will kiss your babies for an extra $15. If they're an ugly kid, like most Albuquerque kids are, it's $25. And same goes for everything else. You know, everything has a price. But ugly kids do get charged more.
That's a pig that don't fly straight.
You know, you are something else, Connie Rob. Yeah, everybody go to Comic-Con this weekend. Should be some.
Flair will be there. I think Flair's doing his thing at four. Three or four.
Okay. So Ric Flair is going to be here. Carney Robb and DWO will be there as well. Who else is coming out to Comic-Con? Who else is supposed to be there?
The Red Power Ranger.
Who?
Is supposed to be there. The Red Power
Who?
Ranger? I don't know. Some Red Power Ranger.
What the fuck?
Why did you buzzer me? You asked me a question. You know,
No.
Sometimes you're.
No, I'm not buzzing
you. Me who's going to be there?
I'm buzzing your answer. Who is a big money to me? The
Who's what?
Power Ranger?
What? That's what they said.
Okay.
The Red Power Ranger. I don't know. I don't book these things. If I would have booked it, I would have had, you know, I would have. First put headlining Carney Robb, of course. Then I'd have, you know, Ric Flair underneath me. And then to do a panel with Ric Flair, I'd try to bring in Jay Lethal. I would love to see them going back and forth again. Man, that was classic.
That was. That was great. Hey, yeah. Hey, Carney Robb. Hey,
yeah.
Do me a favor. Just do me a quick favor.
Shut the fuck up!
All right, let's talk about SmackDown. Big title change.
Well, I wouldn't say big title change. It was a title change. I think they jumped the gun there. I wasn't very happy with.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I wasn't very happy with now they're doing the change now. I would rather seeing it happen, you know, at the Rumble. You know, build it a little bit more. Get it to happen at the Rumble. I'd rather have seen that. You know, but they did it a little early, which is, I guess, okay. You know, but I was more happy with the Ziggler's.
Yes.
With Ziggler going ahead and his turn. You know,
yeah, I'm very intrigued by that. I hope that they got to do something with him. He's just a baby face. He's been there for too long. I think a switch-up's going to be nice. Him. Definitely. That was one of the high spots of the show. The title change, I wish they would have kept it on the Miz, man. I really think Miz is on the top of his game with the shit they're doing right now. Unless there's a, you know, bigger storyline or bigger payoff that we'll just wait and see. And I guess I'll reserve any comments, kind of wait and see approach. But yeah, I don't think they should have dropped that on SmackDown.
I don't either. I think it's a little premature. And, you know, right now, you don't really want to throw him into the whole main event into the main event picture. You know, so really, why pull it off him? You can keep Dean chasing it, and it's just as good as putting it on Dean. I mean, there was no hurry there. Because what are you going to do? You can't move him into the main event because then you just flood the main event status there because you have Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
You have AJ Styles, and then you have John Cena going forward to basically break the record and get the most, you know, get his title win there. You know, so I mean, you have a flooded area, and you're just continuing to add to it by now taking the Intercontinental title off the Miz, where I feel with the Miz and AJ Styles, you have a 1-2 punch. That, you know, makes it for where you want to watch the first hour, the build up and the payoff for the, and then you want to watch the second hour because of what's going on with the main belt there, the world title.
Right. I agree. I'm curious to see the shuffling of the deck because I know Royal Rumble's coming, and I don't think SmackDown has a pay-per-view or any brand-only exclusives till after Rumble. One thing I did like about SmackDown this week, though, was Alexa Bliss. She continues to impress me as a heel. She's becoming one of the better heels, I think, in WWE at this point. Her body language, you know, her facial expressions, she's a spoiled little bitch. she's like a self-entitled, you know, typical girl, and I think she's doing really, really good. So I thought that was a high spot in Raw. I just don't know. I just don't know what the end all be all is going to be for her or Becky. I guess we'll see. Trying to think. Styles and Cena contract signing. What do you think about that?
I hate the contract signings. I think it's okay.
They're
so
the worst.
It's fun for TV or whatnot, but I hate those. I really do. I mean, do you really need to have them sign a contract? You know, they're both under contract. You know,
right.
There's just so much other you can do rather than saying, here, let's put these guys inside inside the ring to officially announce their match and make it official with the contracts. I don't know.
I don't like the contract signings for TV. I think I'd hate them. But I really like Styles' promo, and I like Cena's promo too. So I think it was passable. I'm really looking forward to that match at Royal Rumble. I think outside of the Rumble match, I think it's a nice draw outside of that match for the kind of selling point. So I'm intrigued. I know they're going to deliver. I know them two are going to do work. I don't like the contract signings.
I don't either.
Yawn.
Yeah. You know, I mean, good mic work, you know. I like that. You know, I like the whole concept. I like Baron Corbin coming out and AJ Styles doing the heelish move and catching him, you know, catching John Cena when he wasn't expecting it. You know, so I do like that. I just... There's just so much other ways they could do it. I mean, I'm just not a huge fan of that whole format there. But you know, hey, Vince has been doing it a long time. He's a billionaire,
yeah.
And I'm struggling to get paid from you. So, you know, with that said, you know, he kind of knows what he's doing.
No, he does. I mean, you know, a lot of internet fans bitch and complain and. You know, just don't do this. He don't push the guy like, but at the end of the day, he's in a position for a reason. However, I think that he's seriously lacking some type of, let's try to put yes men behind him. And I think it goes within the product. He just doesn't have a sense of, I can't think of the word, but he just doesn't have a sense of guidance, I guess, anymore. He thinks that this shit's going to work, and I think the fans are don't want to see. But all in all, he makes a shit ton of money. He's a fucking billionaire. His wife is part of the administration of Donald J. Trump. So I think he's right. But good week for WWE. They had a really good week. Rob, I think it's the first time in a long time where both are in SmackDown. Solid. I think better than solid. So, kudos.
SmackDown did beat Raw
right
again,
thing.
Though. SmackDown did beat Raw again, though, in the ratings. Yes, in the rating war, they did beat them again. So, that's 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks in a row where people are wanting to tune into SmackDown over Raw. Now, is it because you're not subjected to that third hour? Could it be that? You know, but there you are. There's second week in
it's
a
possible.
Row. I am excited because of that. You know, I'm excited that. Why am I excited?
No. Go ahead. I was just going to say, but go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were asking me why I was excited that SmackDown's beating Raw in the ratings.
I think I think Raw is dope, but I think Raw is really third round from creating. They'll lose so much money if they go back to 2 hours. But SmackDown's just, it's not a chore. Like, when you watch SmackDown, it's cool. It's 2 hours. It's not overbearing. You get a good show usually every single trip. So Raw is just a chore, man. It's like, fuck. Sit there and watch it for three. If you punish yourself by sitting in front of a television for 3 hours, Jesus, get a, you know, wait an hour and a half and then run through it. Sometimes I fast forward through
a lot
of stuff.
Still someone's Hulu account.
Yeah,
you know,
or still someone's
Hulu account. And,
right.
Yeah, that's always a good way of doing it, is copying your buddies, login information, and going that route. That way you get to save some money. Here, let me give you all here in New Mexico some financial advice. So what you do is you get a group of three or four friends, preferably three. One of you pay for Netflix, one of you pay for Hulu, and the other one pay for the network. You all share your passwords, and there, I just saved you guys all $20. So go ahead and go donate that to me at Six Families Radio. Just put it through the PayPal and make sure you put in there this is for Carney Rob's salary. So
okay.
I just saved you guys all a bunch of money. So might as well give it to me.
Federal offense, though. You know, now it's a federal offense. Share your password through Netflix and all that. But yeah, why not? Shit. People break the law every day. I want to – we're at the halfway mark. Ladies and gentlemen, 773-897-6394. You can give a call. You want to chat about something. You want to ask a question. You want to talk about whatever. We're live and direct. Twitter questions. We're going to TNA from this week. We're going to talk a little bit about the worst of the week and the best of the week. My highlight this week, Rob, was New Japan Pro Wrestling's Wrestle Kingdom 11. God damn. Did you get a chance to watch it?
No, because I'm in bed at that time. I've got to go and try to make a dollar, so I had to be in bed. I have sleep needs that come first, and damn it, they wanted to do it to 2 o'clock in the morning. Just it doesn't work for my schedule. I need my beauty rest.
Well, Carney Rob, yes, the show aired 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, January 4th. Through Japan Pro Wrestling's website. So, yeah, definitely not something I would have stayed up for. Shit, I was sleeping too. But I did catch it the very next day. Watched a little. I kind of broke it up in the parts because it's so long. But I broke it up. I just finished it today. Rob, take some time. I'll look around to see if I can provide you with a viewing of it. This show was incredible. It one of the best shows I've seen in a very, very long time. I think WWE, TNA, ROH, any United States wrestling-based company learns so much from wrestling. Their product, they've been hearing a lot of rumors that they're trying to migrate New Japan over the States and some, they get their foot in the door. Their product is so fucking dope. It's so different, but yet it's fundamentally pro to the, I think you really enjoyed it though. People, again, I'll provide you some viewing, but that Omega match and a match. That was early. We played A's into the new year, but that match might be the match of the year. It was 48 minutes, I believe, for the IGW, the IG, what is it? IWGP heavyweight title. I couldn't keep my eyes off the television. So that was my highlight this week. Cody Rhodes was on the show. He had a 10-minute match. The Bucks, the Young Bucks, defended their tag team title on the show. Shit, there was just a lot of major storylines push through on a New Japan. Carino, Kevin Kelly were on commentary. They did a great job. Access, people who haven't seen it, Access TV is going to do, they're going to get four parts, I believe, with Mike Burnett and Jim Ross doing commentary. So you guys might want to wait. I can wait. I got the illegal stream. I don't give a shit. Illegal stream all day. It was dope. So, yeah, that highlight of the week was New Japan Pro Wrestling, Wrestling 11. Event.
Well, I've heard a lot of great things about the show itself. And, you know, unlike you, I like to do stuff lawful. I'm a law-abiding citizen. So any of the people out there that work for our great agencies of the law, remember, he's the one who's bootlegging. I'm not.
Yes.
I'm against that.
Sure.
100%. But if you need any new mixtapes or any new music stuff, hit me up. I know a person who knows a person.
Nah, it was a really good show, man. I'm just kidding, y'all. I didn't illegally stream it. I purchased it, NewJapanProWrestlingWorld.com. I purchased it. I had to wait 24 hours after the fact because the English version wasn't available. But, Rob, the show is so interesting because the way that they format the matches in Japan are so much different than the States, and it really draws you in as a viewer because it's just so different. You know, you go to it thinking, oh, it's a wrestling show. Kind of put some similarities on WWE on it. It's completely different. Cody Rhodes and Juice Robinson had a really good match. You know, so he cut a nice promo in the beginning, which was really dope. And he's by the American Nightmare. So I really encourage anybody to peep it. It's a really, really good show. Kenny Omega said he's leaving New Japan, so this was kind of interesting. After you watch the show, yeah, a little interesting. I'm curious to see if WWE is going to pick him up, ROH is going to, you know, there's a lot of things that could happen with him. The O'Reilly and Cole match for the ROH heavyweight title was very interesting as well. Just get it. Find a way to get it. Watch it. Best show you'll see in a very long time. 773-97-6394. We got a caller on deck. Let's take a call. We'll jump into TNA. We'll get some questions out to Carney Rob, and we'll wrap up the show. Let's go to area code 714. 714, Six Families Radio. Who on the line? Hello?
You already scared him away. Son of a bitch.
He hung up.
Our first caller, and you screw it up.
Me? He fucking hung up. I didn't fucking hang up on him. I could have, but I didn't.
Well, he was probably going to say something stupid, and rather than feeling the wrath, he just hung up. Smart move. You're not ready, Junior. Don't even try.
Jesus Christ.
Let's go to our Twitter questions.
We have callers on the line that are listening. Shouts to y'all. I appreciate y'all calling up and listening. Again, if you want to get on the show, let me know you want to talk. Hit one. We're going to get
Don't encourage them.
What?
Don't encourage the people who are listening to get on the air. Half of them aren't even ready yet.
Okay.
Let them sit there in fear.
Nah, you know what? They can come and talk to me. Fuck you. I'll put you on mute while I talk to them.
Nope. I'll put you on mute. Blah, blah, blah.
I'll cut
they
you
want
off.
Real insight.
Cut your mic off.
Well, if they want real insight, they're going to want to ask me questions anyways. So putting me on mute's not going to help anything. Remember, I equal ratings.
Yeah. You're the fucking Shockmaster segment in WCW. That's what you are.
Whoa. That
Moving.
Was a great segment.
Moving on. We will get to the Twitter questions.
Did you know the Harlem Heat were in that segment? Did you know the Harlem Heat was in that segment?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, they're in the background.
Oh. Interesting. I'll have to go back and watch that. I don't remember that.
I don't remember that at all. But that's because you're you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I have short-term memory loss. We're going to get to the Twitter questions last 10 minutes of the show. Let's talk a little bit about TNA. Live show on the 5th. New ownership.
I like the I like the new logo. I like the new logo.
The new logo, which the new TNA or the new which logo?
Then have you seen the new TNA logo?
No, I have not. They changed the logo.
They changed the logo. It now has a bird in the inside the artwork.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it looks kind of amazing. I actually like it.
Yeah? I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
I
figured you, being the TNA mark, that you would already have seen it and tweeted about it and went ahead and started your decorations of your home in it.
Right. Right, absolutely. Well, let's be clear. Not a TNA mark. I enjoy TNA. Always have. Well, not always have. I got friends that work for the company, man. So I might be a little biased, but I don't give a shit.
A little?
A little bit. I'm a little biased as a person in general. If I know you,
you're 5'10". You know, you're 5'10" biased.
Maybe. What?
You're 510 feet of biased. East Coast, TNA.
Yeah. It's Vinny Vena for you, y'all. I'm going to check that out, though. That's very interesting. I knew that. What were your thoughts on the show? I don't want to get too far off on TNA. First show of the year live. What were your thoughts on the show? Did they do enough? Did they get by? Was it? What were your thoughts overall? A lot of mixed reactions to the show.
I don't know. I'm taking everything they're doing right now with just a grain of salt because of the rebranding and everything that's supposed to be happening. It's like, you know, everything short term. And so right now I'm just, I don't know what to make of it. You know, are they still having good matches? Yes. You know, but you know, am I going to jump through hoops to watch it every week? No, not until March when they are now set to go, and you know that they're moving forward. Because right now you're looking at a three month booking, or let's face it, it's TNA. So they're taping it all this in the next 2 weeks. So they're going to tape everything. They're going to air for the next 3 months. So, you know, everything's short term. They're not doing any type of really. Or I wouldn't expect them to do any type of long-term build. And so for me, that right there, you know, kind of puts the damper in it for me. Because I like a slow burn. I like a year-long build-up of what's going to go happening. I want that kind of payout.
Right.
You know, that's one thing I like about New Japan, is it's a year-long build-up. You know?
Right.
ROH is up there with the 6-month to 8-month build up for a lot of their stuff. So I like that long drawn out showing. And
yeah,
right now I know I'm not going to get that from TNA. So it's a little bit harder for me to sit down and say, oh, you know, this is going to be great for them long term when they're not doing anything for the long term.
Right. You know, I think if the acquisition of the company took place maybe last same shoot. I think for the most part in 2016 they were definitely long term. I wouldn't say year by year, but they were certainly long term. But I think now the end of the year up until probably we've been hearing March 2nd is their next live show. And that's essentially where this rebrand will take effect. So, I mean, I thought it was a good show. I give it like a B- overall. Good wrestling. I mean, the main event was good. The three-way, the triple threat. I just felt they could have done something to get people excited for the next 3 months. The Davey Richards thing was some. It wasn't a surprise because we kind of figured it was going to happen. But, I mean, I'll settle for it. I mean, I understand they're just not doing anything long term at the moment. So we'll see how the next few episodes go. We'll kind of take it and see. But we were hearing a lot of returns are happening at the tapings this week. We ain't going to give away no spoilers on the show, but I've seen a few people returning from TNA's past. So we'll see what happens. Trying to think what something else happened. Oh, Jeff Jarrett and Dutch Mantel returned to TNA as some type of consultants, both creatively and business wise. Thoughts on that before we get into the Twitter questions?
I think it's good. You know, I am a huge fan of Jarrett. His family's been in the business forever. He has so much knowledge that he can still share. I have had the opportunity of partaking in a seminar with Jeff, with Double J himself, and his knowledge is just he has so much knowledge that he can. I think he can still give a lot, and I think Anthem's making a smart decision going that route. I think they're even making a smarter decision and keeping him as a backstage presence only and not bringing him on stage, you know, on screen. As of right now, plans are not for him to be on screen. I think that needs to stay that way just because
I agree.
You're rebranding this company. Keep it as a rebrand and don't bring back people from the past to put in there with the rebranding, because then it's just the same old TNA.
Right. I think it's good. I think Jeff knows at the time when TNA was at its peak, I think he knows how to get back to that place, but they got to have the right resources. Dutch Mantel, I think, is a huge positive. I mean, that guy, he's responsible for the Knockouts division, the whole resurge of kind of, well, really the debut of real women's wrestling in, what, the mid-2000s? So I think him coming back on board is certainly going to be a positive for the company. I'm curious to see how creative goes, though, through the next few weeks, because the show on Thursday was kind of more of the same. And me and you, Rob, kind of talked about this on air. I mean, TNA's creative has been relatively strong. So it seems like they might have had these shows already written prior to Anthem coming in and purchasing the company. So I really think the vision of the new TNA, or whatever they're going to call it, I heard that they're going to change the name as well. March is probably going to be the time when we see that.
I think so too, but even if they stay with, you know, Impact Wrestling like they want to, if they want to stay that route, I'm telling you, once you see this new logo, you're going to fall in love. And for me, I have a huge draw to birds. And with it being a bird in the emblem itself, I like it.
All right. I'm gonna check online and see if I can find it. If you find it, send it to me. I'm curious to see what they do, because in the press release, Anthem said that they have an LLC named Anthem Wrestling Exhibitions. So maybe that takes over the TNA name. I don't know. But I'm intrigued, man. I'm glad for the boys. Again, I got friends that work for the company. I'm glad the boys got some type of foundation to stand on. They could get paid, feed their families, do what they want to do, and then kind of get back to making the company, you know, noteworthy. And they've done that the second, you know, fourth half of last year. So let's see if they can ante up on it. So cool. I'll check that out. Good week coming up in WWE. We're going to get into some Twitter questions and then we're going to jet out of here. Raw Monday, New Orleans, SmackDown Tuesday. I do not know where they're at. We got NXT on Wednesday. Is NXT doing a Japan show Wednesday, Rob? Or did they do that last week?
No, they did the Japan show. They did it 2 weeks ago. Last week they did the show in Australia. Steel Cage.
With Nakamura and Joe, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a little behind in NXT. I'm going to hopefully get caught up this week. And then we got TNA Thursday, which I hear a big return happens on that show. Again, no spoilers, but a big return happens on that show. And then we got ROH this week, which I believe the TV show is going to show that title change that happened. So good week in wrestling. We'll talk today about everything that happened. Let's get into some Twitter questions, okay, Rob? And these are questions that we did not go over. This actually comes from Alice P. on Twitter. She asks, hold on. Fucking phone. What are the
odds? Are you having
a
hard time reading it?
No, it's my phone timed out. It's on the charger while I'm doing this, and, you know, timed out. What are the odds of the Hardys returning to WWE for WrestleMania in Orlando 2017? Rob, take that one first.
Zero chance.
Zero?
Zero. Mm. Zero okay. chance.
Why?
Now, one reason, if you're running a company and you just say you just bought a company and your biggest asset is, you know, car-shaped erasers, are you going to stop producing or not put more money into car-shaped erasers and just let that concept go to your competitor? Or are you going to put all your investments into that? Same concept here. You have the Hardys, which is the hottest thing that you have in TNA. Are you really going to let them leave and go to WWE? If you do that, if TNA does that, they might as well just go ahead, turn off the lights to all the boys. Sorry, we decided to go ahead and just terminate the company and take a loss. It'd be the stupidest thing that Anthem Sports could do, and I don't think they're bringing in all these resources to just go ahead and shoot themselves in the foot.
So you say 0%?
Zero. Negative 15%. Her question is so far negative, she should just get deducted 15 followers.
Wow. Alex, my take, I know a lot of fans in WWE want to see them back, but that's why I encourage you guys to, you know, if you guys want to watch the Hardys and see what they're doing, watch TNA. They're doing a lot of cool stuff, very unique, very interesting. Again, it's not for everybody, but you want to watch those guys, watch TNA. I don't think they're going to go over either. I think right now with this creative freedom they got, they're having fun. They're wanting to build some guys. You know, Matt's been pretty vocal on in character on Twitter and a lot of the interviews. He wants to build up guys like Eli Drake and, you know, EC3 and Drew Galloway. And so I think I'm in agreement with Robert. A very, very small chance of them returning. But we'll see. Hey, you know what they say in wrestling, man? Never say never. But I'm curious, though. I believe their contract ends the end of February. So a lot of you know what's going to be interesting, Rob? We probably want to keep an eye on it this week. The taping results, because these are going to carry TNA until March 2nd. However they book the Hardys creatively through these tapings are going to tell the story whether they're staying or not. So we might even have that answer by the end of this week, Alex. So follow back up with us and ask us that towards the end of the week. Next question comes from Dave_RD. He asks, what are your thoughts on Kevin Owens as the WWE Universal Champion? Is he bad or good? Rob, go ahead.
What the hell does he mean? Is he bad or good? He's a heel. That means he's bad.
That, I think he's asking, is he a good champion or is he a bad champion? Like, is he shitty? Is he good?
Well, obviously he's good. They have him holding the belt. Man,
that's not always the case, though, man. That's not always the case.
Have him. Is it Dave? Is that the guy who sent in this question?
Yes, Dave. David.
Okay, David. What I want you to do is I want you to take your left hand. Hold it palm facing your face. Take your right hand and hold it as tight as you can while flexing your bicep. Let your hand go and slap yourself in the face. Obviously, he's doing something good. If not, he wouldn't be in the main event. Now, if you would ask me, am I enjoying the program that him and Chris Jericho have been in with both Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins? I would say yes. It's been very entertaining. It's been funny. I think that they have really helped solidify Kevin Owens as that crybaby heel. I think they've really helped with Seth Rollins and with Roman Reigns and putting them over as, you know, two elite faces to be chasing that title.
Yeah.
Do I think they could do a lot more with Kevin Owens? Yes. One, they could take Chris Jericho off his coattails and quit having him as co-champions, as they put it, as the two superstars put it. Put the U.S. title on Chris. Allow those two to have people chasing them. I think there's a lot of upside there. But is he doing a good or bad job, or is he good or bad?
Mm-hmm.
Slap yourself in the face. Just do us all a favor.
David, very interesting question. I agree with Rob. Everything you said, I agree with. So thank you for your question.
Tell him to slap
Rob, be
in
fucking
face.
Nice to the people, please. Jesus, man.
I'm sorry. I forgot what decade we live in. David, yeah. I'm sorry. You shouldn't be spoken to like that. You try to ask an intelligent question, but just
Thank
like
you.
Most people in today's day, you don't have the ability of doing that. So what we're going to do for you, David, is we're going to try to dumb up our conversations to make them more suited for you. Is that better? You like that better? Is that better, Astroworld?
Thank you, Rob. That was great. That was exactly what I need you to do. Last question comes from Jacob C. He's one of my favorite Twitter followers, man. Shout to him. He's always giving me the scoop that I need. He wants to ask, Vinny, what are your thoughts on Aaron Rex, AJ Mandel? Better in WWE or TNA? Rob, go ahead.
Oh, have you seen his – did you see his robe?
He wasn't on TNA Thursday. Which
no,
role?
But he was at the pay-per-view. When he came out, Rockstar, you didn't watch pay-per-view, did you?
No.
God,
the pay-per-view
yeah,
on Friday night, the one night only? Yeah, I watched it. He wasn't there.
You didn't watch the tapings?
No.
Why do I have to do all the work? Why?
God damn
okay.
it, Rob.
In the next couple weeks, I want you to watch that robe that he comes out in. Is one of the best robes I've seen in a long time. I'm interested to see. Here you guys go. You know, I'm going to leak out a little bit of a spoiler. Him with his new sidekick, we will say, or his new manager. I'm not going to say who it is, but
okay.
He thinks he's it has to be a rock and a star. And all kinds of neat stuff and a potato. So if you can put those three together, you know who it is. But I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. Jacob, I've always enjoyed Aaron Rex, Damian Sandow. I've always liked them. I just think they didn't give him a serious WWE to give him a serious run. He's been doing pretty good in TNA. I think at first they thought he'd work as a face and the crowd really wasn't responding, and then they turned him, and they've done a really good job with him since they turned him. So He's definitely an asset, I think. I think he could be a good player, a good heel in TNA, and I think he's doing a good job. So we'll keep on a lookout for what Carney Rob said in the coming weeks. So appreciate it, bro. Thanks for all of your support with us, Jacob. Appreciate that. Well, Carney Rob, it's that time. I love to hate. Time I hate, but we got to motivate. Got to get the fuck out of here. I appreciate your time, Rob. It was good. Nice talking with you. Plug your Twitter, Facebook, whatever the fuck you got. That way the people can get in contact with you.
Well, I don't plug my stuff because I want intelligent people to follow me. But if you are intelligent and you want to do the honors of following me on the Twitter, you can do that. The Twitter is Carney Rob.
Twitter.
It's Carney Rob.
Okay.
At Rowdy Rob on Twitter.
Okay.
And that's R-O-W-D-E-R-O-B.
Okay. Vinny49, okay. Twitter, Instagram, so, yeah. Facebook, hit me up. And follow Carney Rob. He's a non-typing Twitter maniac. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all. If y'all missed the show, on demand it. It's all good. Download link.
Do it through iTunes.
iTunes. Yes. iTunes, Google Play.
Get me paid.
Revenue. Money. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Oh, I'll be here Tuesday. Sit down with Vinny Venom. I'll see y'all Tuesday night, man. But Square Circle, we out of here. See y'all next week.